Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. There are many women working in the field of electroacoustic music, and we'll hear pieces by six of these composers: Diane Thome, Anna Rubin, Laurie Spiegel, Priscilla McLean, Sophia Gubadulina, and Laurie Anderson. Electroacoustic music, for those of you who are not sure about the term, can involve the use of synthesizers, computers, tape recorders, any electronically generated, processed, or manipulated sounds. More often than not, it does not employ melody, harmony, or even rhythm or counterpoint in the comfy ways that we normally associate with the word music. It is very much about texture. The best examples of it, to my mind, are about form. One of the things that struck me in putting together this program was the tremendous variety of composing styles evident in these composers. I'd like to suggest that you pay some attention to that during this hour, because the variety itself is really a delight. I think if one really listens to the different styles within this genre, one will be disinclined to lump it all together and decide that electronic music is bad or good. As this type of music has now been around for several decades, the composers, I think, are less involved in showing off the novelty of the medium than were the earlier adventurers into this medium. Composers are now really using the medium as an instrument, in the most traditional sense. Diane Thome was the first woman to receive a Ph.D. in music from Princeton. We're going to hear two of the four so-called tableaux of Masks of Eternity, a piece for tape alone, composed in 1994. The piece was inspired, Ms. Thome tells us, by the striking and powerful masks displayed in the Museum of Northwest Indian Art in Juneau, Alaska. It seemed that behind the forms and frozen expressions of these remarkable artifacts lay worlds of human experience, association, and meaning that could still resonate in the imagination of the viewer.